Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. The Muncie Symphony Orchestra opens its new season this month with Picnic and Pops, a free summer stage event on the Minnetrista Lawn, August 27th. Elena McKenzie is executive director of the symphony. This is going to be a busy season for you.
It's very busy. We had one just the week coming out of, and the next one is going to be no less busy. A few highlights, you know, we have, obviously everybody will pick what they like, but some of the highlights that I would mention that are new are a new show with Jenny DeVoe, which is a holiday show, brand new because there'll be new arrangements of holiday tunes, specifically arrangements for her and also some of her original songs. That So this show will be performed first by the Muncie Symphony. She has not done this holiday show with anybody else, so we're excited about that. Being first is always exciting.
And Jenny DeVoe, a regional favorite?
She is. She's an Indianapolis-based singer, but originally she's from this area. She's very familiar. She's not a stranger to Muncie. She's been here several times, and she performed with a symphony 2 years ago at Cornerstone Center for the Arts, which was a great concert. So the audience was excited. The musicians were excited. We're bringing her back, and I'm sure it's going to be a spectacular show not to miss. Holidays, definitely one of the favorites.
What are some of the other highlights of the...
I think another one, if you're talking about the season, we have several things we have going on. Some concerts that are part of our subscription season, including the holiday one, and some are kind of random special events that we're doing. So part of the season, another special one is the children's concert, which will be, we're doing two performances. One is specifically for children, school groups in the morning, and then the second one more for families. It's only a 50-minute program, so very child-friendly. And we're bringing a nationally acclaimed show, Tchaikovsky Discovers America, which is story-based from the time when Tchaikovsky first came to the United States, and he met a girl, and it's based on a famous CD series, Classical Kids Live. So one of those, we take that whole show and presenting it. So it's very exciting. All favorite Tchaikovsky pieces, not the entire, they're combined so well that it's captivating story is going to hold people's attention for a while. So we highly encourage families to attend that. And one of the special events we're doing is Video Games Live, which is a standalone event.
Video Games Live.
Video
the Muncie
Games
Symphony
Live.
Orchestra.
With the Muncie Symphony Orchestra, Video Games Live. So this hopefully, you know, we know that...
That sounds like such an unusual combination, doesn't it?
You think about that and you think, well, video games are probably all computerized. Well, they are, but they can be performed live, and it's actually more exciting when you see them performed live. A lot of people love playing video games, and this would be definitely an attraction because there will be prize giveaways, there will be game demos in the lobby. We're partnering for this event with Emmons, so it's a joint venture between Muncie Symphony and Emmons Auditorium, which we're very excited about since it's Emmons 50th anniversary, some big event, and we hope that it will be very entertaining. We surely read a lot of reviews of this show that has been done with other symphonies, and it was very successful, so we are hoping for the same for the symphony.
So people need to check in with your website.
Absolutely. Our website is up to date and current. We keep all the information current, so anytime you're looking for an event or what's going on, you just hop on www.munciesymphony.org, and from homepage, you can easily find our entire season, all events from subscription to free events. And there are a ton of events to choose from. 87% of our activities are free for the public. So there's definitely something for everybody of all income levels. If you think that you cannot afford the symphony, think again, because there are a lot of things for you to choose from that will not cost you anything.
Is there kind of a strategy going on to get MSO out to the public, give people a chance to sample and see what you have?
Absolutely. We have small ensembles going all around town. We have several chamber concerts, a series in different places, and we have educational programs that pop up. We just recently got approval for a project at Muncie Children's Museum that's going to happen in September. So it's a joint project between Masterworks Chorale, Muncie Symphony, and Children's Museum. So three organizations involved. Can't be bad. Definitely going to be exciting. And we also added on another free orchestra concert in October as part of the Downtown Arts Walk. So we'll be there in October. Obviously, our popular community concerts such as Picnic and Pops and Festival on the Green and the children's concert always there. So we do expand the reach to through the town, and some of our plans is also going to include expansion to the south side of Muncie, maybe not this year because we're already into the season, but there are definitely plans for 15-16.
You're trying to, if there's something big going on in the community, you want to be there.
We want to be in the middle of that because we are part of this community, and music helps us make community connections. So that's part of our mission. Is complicated. There are many components to the mission, but if I put it in like just very simple words, making community connections through professional musical experiences.
You're like the soundtrack of Muncie. East Central Indiana.
It's a good soundtrack. We're not a background music by any means, you know. Always nothing wrong with the background music, but we want to be on the forefront of people's lives, and when people think of a night out, they think of the Muncie Symphony. At least that's our wish, that's going to happen. Or if they think of family activities, of children's events, they will think of Muncie Symphony. If they think entertainment, they will think Muncie Symphony. So that's definitely the goal.
And the orchestra is composed of our friends and neighbors here in many cases. These are people right from around here often.
A lot of our musicians are from here, from Muncie area, and live and work here, have family here. So, and not to say that we don't have musicians from our other areas that travel here, from Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, Marion, and Anderson, but a big core of orchestra is local from Muncie. So they do have that network of friends and neighbors. So it's just that person next door. So come see us and discover your neighbors.
Elena McKenzie, Executive Director of the Muncie Symphony Orchestra. See the schedule and other details at MuncieSymphony.org.
Indiana Weekend, real radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line. Let us know what you think at IndianaWeekend@gmail.com.
So part of the strategy is to help folks who may not have encountered MSO before, give them a chance to sample some of your programming. For folks who may fit that description, can you think of, hey, if you haven't been to one of our events, here's something to check out. Think about.
I would definitely say that concerts such as holiday concerts would definitely be the one. It's a good introductory concert to the MSO because they are very, very audience friendly. People usually leave in a good mood, remembering, have good memories. There are family holiday portraits before the concert, so it's you can, you know, have built memories, not just musical memories, but also visual memories. And maybe another one, I'd say, as your first exposure, I would recommend Tchaikovsky Discovers America program in January. You can ease into that without knowing depth of music, but you will still enjoy the program because it's going to be more theatrical. It's not going to be just musical. It's going to be music theater experience for you.
I think a lot of us from time to time we're stuck for a gift idea. Mm-hmm. If something's coming up, somebody has a birthday or some big event, and I know I'm always trying to think, gosh, what can I get that's different, right? Is there a season pass or something that would work like that?
We do have. It's a season ticket that you can gift to anybody you would like to. It's a good value because you get, you know, the cheapest package we have is $76, and you get 5 concerts with that. If our single ticket prices are a little higher, so if you buy it as a package, you save a lot of money. And we know last year we had a few people who bought season passes for their parents to try because their parents have not been to the symphony, so they wanted to gift it to them to, you know, to introduce them. And we know that 3 at least couples come back purchasing those passes because they thought that it was of value and they found that it was beneficial to do it that way. So season pass is the way to go if you are trying to save the money and also have more flexibility, because with a season passes, you also can attend other orchestras in the area. So if you miss the concert in Muncie, for some reason you are out of town in November when we have a concert, you can exchange your Muncie Symphony ticket for Anderson Symphony ticket or for Marion Symphony ticket, which are not that far away. They're only 30, 40 minute drive. And so you get additional value with your season pass by this opportunity, flexibility in your in the schedule.
Beautiful. Is there anything that I didn't ask you that I should have?
I don't know. I mean, from, you know, it's like when you ask this question, which one is your favorite event? What should you do? I feel like a mother of children, you know, it's like, which one is your favorite child? Well, that is a very tough question because as a mother, as an executive director of the symphony, all the events are close to the heart or dear, and I feel I want people to come to every single one of them. And it's very hard for me to pick. That's why I hope that maybe our artistic director could, you know, weigh in and say, you know, this is definitely the one that you should see.
Well, the website's good for showcasing the opportunities that are there. And
that's why we have a website, because, you know, people have different tastes. So we don't know what the specific people are looking for. So when you hop on the website and you start looking through the schedule and reading short description, we have short description for each event, what that's going to include, what's going to be about. And you can pick the one that fits you the most. So that's the best way to kind of check it out, is by on your own time at your own pace.
By the way, have you ever encountered someone who was at one of your events for the first time and gave you some sort of reaction? You ever talk to somebody who's like that?
Oh, all the time. We just had a festival in the Green, outdoor concert or festival, and we had a few couples. I was just walking around talking to people, and I heard a lot, this is my first time here. Oh, I didn't know this was such a great event. It's going to be a tradition. We're going to come next year again. So people really, a lot of times, have this perception that they will not enjoy the concert if they come. But when they do come, they find that this was very, very enjoyable. We had from last year's children's concert, some kids from Mitchell Elementary sent us cards thanking musicians and the host for the concert. And there were two comments from the kids, they're fourth and fifth graders, and they said, "You made my day better than I thought." So I think a lot of times people come to the symphony with that mindset, oh, I'm going to sit through this. And then they end up leaving with great, great experiences. And they bring their friends back and they bring their kids back, and they want more of that. So we just want people to open their minds, open their hearts, and try it and go from there.
For some people, they may have the impression that it's a stuffy, you know, that you have to have a degree in music, or you want people to know that's not the case.
That's not the case. The music, you know, people make connection to music on emotional level. You don't have to know anything about the piece to love it. Actually, there is even a great exercise that I was exposed to at one of the conferences where, you know, the music educator just said, I'm not going to tell you which piece I'm going to play. I'm just going to play it, and you tell me. And it was some unfamiliar piece. Nobody kind of knew it. And he said, you just tell me how you felt when you heard it. And then we all kind of sat there, and when we started talking, everybody had their own experiences of what they were picturing, of what they were feeling as the piece was playing. And then he mentioned the composer. The composer was very famous, but the piece was unknown. So we were like, whoa, how did we not know that? So it was, this is the approach I think people should take to music. So you don't necessarily have to research everything you have to know about the piece when you come to the concert. Sometimes you just have to let it go and sit and put it through your personal experience and see what kind of experiences the music brings up in you and what you feel. So again, let your emotions be your, I don't know, net through which you perceive.
Let that sort of guide your experience. Yeah. I mean, is there something that you put on when you want to be in a happy mood, or when you, you have children, you have young children. What do you want them to hear?
We do, you know, my little one who is 3 years old, he likes listening to baby classics. It's a DVD. It has a collection of anything from Mozart to Beethoven to Tchaikovsky, and very, very small bits and pieces. And I was very surprised because my older one did not show any interest in that kind of music. He likes anything rhythmical, anything disco type of thing. And so when my three-year-old constantly, repeatedly, he can do that. He puts this DVD in the player and listens to that. I'm like, well, there says something. So I really want to bring him to the concert now that he's older. I was a little bit concerned when he was younger, but now that he's older, I think I can do that with the family shows that we have, including the holiday concert and the children's concert and the festival and the green picnic and pops, anything that that is family friendly. And he really enjoys that. So again, he is 3 years old. He doesn't understand any of the complexities of music, but yet I can see him sit and sway to that. So he does connect to the music on some level. So, and that's the thing that I want to see in my kids.
The MSO's Alina McKenzie on the benefits that cultural opportunities hold for young people. The Muncie Symphony Orchestra's new season is about to start. They're calling it On the Brink of Greatness. The schedule includes local singer Jenny DeVoe in the Holiday Pops, and even a performance of video game music, combined with synchronized lighting, live action, and audience interactivity. Details at MuncieSymphony.org.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
She's a mom as well as the executive director of the Muncie Symphony Orchestra, so of course Alina McKenzie has brought her children to MSO performances.
I try to bring my older ones started coming to our concerts, not always willingly. Sometimes I have to put some parental pressure on that and say, yes, tonight you're going. And he has some other plans sometimes that he wants to do. But I feel like as parents, if we don't guide our children, they don't always want to do just like homework or school, anything else that is good for them. They don't always cheer for it. So you have to, you know, sometimes guide them. And when they grow, I'm sure they'll be grateful like I was when I grew up with
when you were forced to appreciate music?
Yes, I was. My mom was a piano teacher and she wanted me to know how to play an instrument, and she took me to concerts, and I sometimes resisted. I wanted to hang out with my friends. I wanted to watch TV. I wanted to do other things. And then, you know, there came a certain age, I remember, I think sometimes after grade 8, that I started really appreciating that. But had she not forced me to that, had she not exposed me to that, that would have been lost opportunity for me.
I think exposed sounds better than forced, right?
Yeah, well, forced. Well, she wasn't dragging me, obviously. She wasn't forcing. But she was, encouraging me to go and saying that, you know, it would be better for me and that, you know, try to enjoy it. Her encouragement was always saying, just try to enjoy it. You don't have to like everything you hear, but try to enjoy it.
An interest in music often leads to better performance scholastically, doesn't it?
It does. I just recently read some other study that was published, on the internet, and League of American Orchestras shared on the Facebook page. I didn't have a chance to read in detail, but they were just the title said that it improves the test scores, the helps with focus and concentration, some other things like that. So I know that there are benefits. They're a little harder to measure than some other things, because they are more long-term than short-term immediate effect, but we should take that into consideration and definitely encourage our children to be involved in music in one way or another.
Now, there have always been efforts to help make connections between symphonic music and younger audiences. I'm trying to think of something years ago, Peter and the Wolf.
Mm-hmm. Peter and the Wolf is a very popular children's program that we have done as Muncie Symphony, but we did that long time ago and we haven't done that in recent years. So there was some conversation.
But there's a narrative component to that storytelling, works really well.
There are several characters and it's a narrative accompanied with the music, and each instrument is displayed as an animal. So it's really a good children's introduction to music.
Has anything else come along like that in which artists are applying their sort of creative efforts to reach out to young people with this kind of music?
There is. And the last two programs we've done with the children's concerts, one was around music and science theme. So we had scientific experiments on stage and connected to musical terms like metronome. And there was display of how it works and how instruments use that to keep the rhythm. And the orchestra demonstrated that. I think we got a lot of reviews from kids and teachers. That was one of the exciting concert experiences they had, and that was just last year. So we're thinking we're going to be repeating that program down the road because it was so, so exciting. We did fireworks at the end of the concert too with paper bags. So it's a lot of, you know, it's hands-on experiences where musicians are trying to adapt some of the complex musical terms, complex musical melodies to the language that children understand. And that's what our children's concerts are best for. The year before, we had Nick Kendall, who was our host for children's program, which everybody loved, with the rodeo and Pirates of Caribbean theme and Star Wars theme, and a lot of kids could relate to that music, that familiar, but not to say that there were a few also classical pieces sprinkled in the format that kids could understand and relate to. So this type of program, and this year it's the Tchaikovsky Discovers America, told through the eyes of the girl. So there will be, again, a story, different samples of how this girl experiencing things, and the girl is the age of the kids, so it's, again, someone that they can relate to, someone is like them, with a narration and music. So the show will be adapted specifically for kids to understand and relate to.
So each season, as you try to reach different audiences or niches of audiences in new and different ways, you're experimenting in a way. What would you say you learned this past season? Are there things that you thought, hey, that really worked well, or that didn't work so well, or did you learn some things this past season?
Yeah, I think people like surprises. That's what we learned. You know, the more of elements of surprise we include in our programs that people don't expect, the more they tend to enjoy the programs. And also, we learned that people like some shorter programs where they could sample things rather than be immersed in depth in the one complicated work. Though, you know, with Beethoven 9th, our season finale, which was a two hours plus piece, it's a long piece, but it's a choral, everybody enjoyed that. So people love choral concerts, that we know that now.
Because that must be one of the most popular concerts in history, right?
It is very, very, yeah, it's played by many orchestras all around the world, and it's always a success, gathers big crowds, and so was ours as well.
But that would probably be one of the few things that you'd want to do at that length, right? Because
Absolutely.
People want shorter.
Yeah, they want shorter programs. We noticed that our shorter programs went better and were better attended and had better reviews afterwards. Also, some you know, people like when we mix modern and traditional and you know, music by modern composers and classics in one concert, then it again has some little freshness to it and experimentation. And they like, also people seem to like seeing new faces when we feature young artists in our concerts. We have a young artist competition every year for grades 6 through 8 and 9 through 11th. That's kids that play any instrument. It's open to all. And then two winners usually are featured in our regular concerts.
Elena McKenzie on the benefits of culture for young people, including the Muncie Symphony Orchestra. MSO is about to begin its new season, and we wanted to get a little preview. You can find all the details, along with ticket information, at MuncieSymphony.org. Remember, they have quite a few free events, including Picnic and Pops, the fun summer outdoor concert at Minnetrista on August 27th. And that, music lovers, is our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Sean Ashcraft. Glad you could join us this time and hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com if you would like more information or have a suggestion. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss of the Ball State Journalism Department. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Sean Ashcraft. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture of Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from FlexSteel, Bassett, and Simmons Beautyrest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.